So I'll go ahead and get started. First of all, thanks everybody for coming both in person and on the phone. It's a public hearing regarding the local government procurement and use of alternative fuels and vehicles. I'm Tony Usabelli. I'm the designated presiding officer. We'll hear testimony from people both in person and on the phone. If you wish to testify, we ask you to sign in here. Anyone signed in?
Yep, Justin okay. has. Yep.
And anyone indicating on the phone that they'd like to testify?
Not yet.
Okay. Since this is a public hearing, we will not be taking questions or engaging in dialogue during the hearing. We'll be available for discussions after the hearing is closed and let everybody know that this hearing is being recorded in order to comply with the provisions of the State's Administrative Procedures Act. I'd also note that we are accepting written comments until 5 p.m. tomorrow. The most recent revised proposed rules were filed on May 31st of this year, published in the Washington State Register number 16-12-085. As directed by the revised Code of Washington, section 43-325-080, the proposed rules establish standards for practicability for local governments planning and compliance with RCW 43.19.648. Anticipated effects are clarification and guidance regarding procurement decisions for alternative fuels and vehicles and annual reporting on compliance issues. We began the rulemaking in August of 2014 with a proposed notice of inquiry. Subsequently, Commerce conducted 8 stakeholder meetings with local governments and their associations. Proposed rules were filed last July, and a public hearing was held on July 7th of 2015. Based upon testimony received, Commerce amended and revised the rules being considered today. This hearing will continue until everyone has indicated a desire and had an opportunity to speak, or until noon, whichever is sooner. Any questions from anybody on either the phone or here in person about the process? Hearing none, let's go ahead. So
I would just ask, I know that since there are a variety of ways that folks can participate, either via their internet-enabled device or simply on the phone, we won't know if there are folks that have simply called in. So I wanted to check right now to make sure that, to see if there's anybody on the phone other than Colleen and Mike, who we can see on the screen, have come in via their computers, who wish to testify today. Okie doke.
Okay. So,
hearing none, we have Mr. Layton.
So the one person who has signed in to testify today is Justin Layton. So Justin, thank you very much for coming by and being willing to speak up. Appreciate it.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Justin Layton. I'm the Executive Director of the Washington State Transit Association. The Washington State Transit Association is a member association of public transit agencies. We represent 31 members. One of which is the Department of Transportation for the Washington State. I really just have two nominal comments, really. One is coming from a member, actually Spokane Transit actually spoke up about this, and that is the 1% clause that it is practicable for agencies to use to buy biofuel so long as it's more than 1% above. And we don't think that it's fair that we're adding that 1% in there. It should be equal. Most of the language is pretty consistent throughout this that we're not saying that it's got to be more than that. And so, you know, really at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're being fair in saying that it's practicable to buy fuel even though it's a higher percent cost than your conventional diesel fuel really just doesn't seem fair and fit to this. The other conversation is really about the renewable natural gas, and it's really on 1942907 with the clause about it is considered practicable for local governments to procure natural gas vehicles regardless of life cycle costs, so long as the vehicles are fueled by renewable natural gas, so on and so forth. The issue here, I think, that some of our members might have is the regardless of life cycle costs. It's unclear whether or not you're considering the full situation of instituting natural gas facilities. My previous employer is the largest natural gas user, using over 1.3 million gallons equivalent of compressed natural gas a year. That is a member of our association. The facility to put in a natural gas facility is quite expensive, and we should not be considering the full life cycle cost of renewable natural gas or natural gas because it's just too expensive. We've got to have considerations for that if we really want to try and move people away from dirty diesel. And so really what we're looking for is to change that for the record, and I'm happy to submit to Peter this language. It is considered practicable for local governments to procure natural gas-fueled vehicles so long as the vehicles are fueled by renewable natural gas or blends of renewable and conventional natural gas that contain at least 20% renewable natural gas. And to put a finer point on that, that 20% is not consistent with biofuel subsection C. The 20% is not included in the renewable natural gas. It just says a blend of it. And so I'm not quite sure if the consistency is supposed to bear down into there or not, but it's something that we might want to look forward when we go ahead and do the final rulemaking. On a final note, the Washington State Transit Association appreciates the Department of Commerce and the longstanding commitment to communicate and work with our members throughout this entire process. It's been a long one. We know that this is a commitment on the state. It is a mandate, and we want to make sure that we're being fair and appropriate to everyone, whether you're transit or not, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Justin.
Thank you.
So, seeing no one else here in the room that wants to testify, I'll do another quick check on the phone and see if there is anyone on the phone that has decided that they do actually have something they want to say.
Okay.
Hearing no one, indicating unless you're on hold, and if you're on hold or on mute, we cannot hear you. I'm not hearing from anybody on the phone, and so I believe that concludes the testimony that we have received. Again, a reminder to everyone, both here and on the phone, that we will be accepting written comments until 5 p.m. Tomorrow. So with that, I will go ahead and officially close the hearing on our local government practicability standards. Thank you.